The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Epstein files have officially been released, and every bad actor that you can think of has spun them to fit their narrative. We show you exactly what is in them, not what people want you to think that is in them. And stick around to the end of the show, because Donald Trump calls out Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones, and more in a scathing video on Truth Social. Also, as a reminder, guys, you can check out the show on every single platform that you get your podcasts. Nick Fuentes, Jake Shields, and co. are doing exactly what you would expect them to do right now. The night that the Epstein files come out, they declared that Epstein was an agent of Israel, an agent of Mossad, that the files proved it, and that he was a part of an Israeli sex ring, that it was all just a Jewish thing. It wasn't actually an Epstein thing. It was all Israel and Jews. And simultaneously, you had leftists coming out and saying that Trump was to blame and that he was working with Epstein. And none of that is true. And we're going to break down what is actually in there. And I'm not going to lie to you like they are, because I've got no agenda here. I just want to get down to what is the truth and actually what the files say. So here it is. Mind you, there are 3 million pages released, 180,000 photos, and 2,000 videos. So anybody out there saying that they know the truth, the full truth, and everything in the files, especially on the night that they were released, is lying to you. They have no idea. And I'll just be transparent. All the research I've done today was aided by AI. It had to have been. I can't read 3 million pages. Everyone who's ever done any of the research in the Epstein files was aided by AI. So again, that's just full transparency to you, as I'll show you with a few exceptions. The Epstein files are remarkably unremarkable, but the reaction to them is insane. So let's first start with Israel. Almost nothing new in the Epstein files is connected to Israel at all. Almost nothing. The only new info that we have is emails between Ehud Barak, who was the defense minister of Israel. And in fact, these emails, a few of them are with him, but many of them are actually between Epstein and Steve Bannon. A lot of the evidence in the Epstein files is not actually a person talking to a person. It's two people talking about someone. That's one of the reasons why this hasn't been used to prosecute people, because it's not as concrete. For instance, if Ehud Barak was talking directly to Epstein. I do find it funny, by the way, in this email, again, this is with Steve Bannon. Nick Fuentes, Andrew Tate, these people, they've not mentioned Steve Bannon despite, like, they're mentioning Israel. They're not mentioning the fact that Steve Bannon was the one talking to Epstein. But other than that, there's nothing really new about Israel. The one thing that people are saying about Israel and the Epstein files is that Israel was mentioned such and such times in the Epstein files, or they'll do this with Donald Trump's name as well. The big problem with the Epstein files that nobody seems to want to be honest about is that these mentionings are not proof of anything. So if you're not familiar what the Epstein files really are, the big problem with them is that the files are just bits and pieces of evidence that the FBI has gotten over the years. So none of it's been verified. And again, it's just bits and pieces. So not only has it not been verified, these might not even be pieces of evidence directly associating someone with Epstein. This could be something else associating something else with something else associating it with Epstein. So in other words, if I just sent a tip out back in, say, 2015, saying that Nick Fuentes was on Epstein's island, that might be included in the Epstein files. If I just tipped off the FBI, they would take that into review. That would be part of their evidence that they're building, and maybe it would be included in this file drop. It doesn't mean anything. FBI tips aren't evidence, and that's why the FBI isn't prosecuting people based on these files. They don't have enough to prosecute anybody with what they've shown us so far. Obviously, this isn't everything. There were certain things that they couldn't release and didn't have to release legally because of, for instance, the way it might show inner workings of the FBI, their protocol, or maybe victims and their names. Now, before I get into the lies said about Donald Trump by leftists and even people on the woke right, I have to point this out about Nick Fuentes and Andrew Tate. Both are horrible on this issue, despite their lackeys claiming this moral superiority over Israel and Trump. Andrew Tate posted this, for example, today. He said, "Here's a black pill. The evil Epstein lived his life with near unlimited financial access and luxury. He was connected to the world's most powerful people, giving him a deep understanding and control over the world's realities. He lived to a moderately old age and is now immortalized in internet culture forever via memeing. 99.9% of you will never achieve even one of those things. You'll never be rich or important or immortalized. He beat you in every single metric. You lost to a scumbag." This is a perfect representation of how these people think. His words, not mine. "He beat you in every single metric." Let's review the metrics that Andrew Tate uses. Unlimited financial excess. Connected to the world's most powerful people. Immortalized in internet culture. That's what success looks like to these people. He thinks being rich and powerful makes you successful. Doesn't realize that Epstein was miserable his whole life and will most likely burn in hell eternally for his crimes. But somehow he's successful. That's what these people believe. Likewise, Nick Fuentes said Epstein has aura. You know, some Gen Z slang in there for you. He's been wearing an Epstein sweatshirt. I thought this X account described it quite well. He said, "If you're wondering how Nick Fuentes can simultaneously, one, criticize Trump for not releasing the Epstein files, two, sell merch promoting Epstein, three, repost edits that make Epstein look like a badass, it is because sadism and cruelty is the point of his movement. He is demonic." I couldn't say it better myself. I mean, he literally said Epstein was awesome. He said there was no problem. He wasn't really a pedophile. And yet him and his followers are trying to take moral superiority. And there's many others posting about this. I truly believe Nick Fuentes would traffic underage girls himself if he believed it would be trendy and get him money. That's what his movement is all about. In fact, these people have already done that. Andrew Tate literally did. Now, moving on to the lies about Trump, Democrats and people on the far right are saying that Trump is complicit in the Epstein stuff. Here's what was actually in the files that's making them say that, and then what refutes it. This is, again, summary from AI. There was the Jane Doe FBI interview in the files. It says the files contain a formal FBI report detailing an interview with an anonymous woman who accused Trump of assaulting her when she was 13. She claimed Epstein was, quote, angry that Trump was the one to take her virginity. These descriptions mirror a lawsuit filed and later dropped in 2016. Another piece of evidence, an email from Jeffrey Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell in 2011 states, quote, "I want you to realize that that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Victim," that's the name, they've redacted that, "spent hours at my house with him. He's never once been mentioned." In 2019, Epstein also wrote to author Michael Wolff. Of course, he knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop. And then, of course, the big thing that I talked about earlier, there's over 1,000 mentions of Trump's name. It doesn't mean anything necessarily, but they summarize the files confirm Trump is mentioned over 1,000 times. Specifically, a 2020 email from a federal prosecutor noted that flight records show Trump was on Epstein's jet many more times than previously stated. Again, that doesn't mean that Trump went to the island, but I digress. Here's the other side of that. The DOJ released these findings. The Justice Department has officially labeled many of these claims not credible at all. In a press conference on January 30th, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche stated that many of the files, including the Jane Doe allegations, which was that first allegation I just talked about, consisted of, quote, untrue and sensationalist claims submitted to the FBI tip line before the 2020 election. Again, that was just a tip. It's not evidence of Donald Trump doing anything. It's just something that someone said. And of course, the FBI has to take that into their files. The DOJ officially categorized these specific tips as, quote, unfounded and false. Internal FBI memos from August 2025 show that while investigators discussed the salacious allegations against Trump, they noted that no claims had been substantiated. And then, of course, one of the most prominent survivors, her name is Virginia Gioffrey, I think is her name. She passed away earlier last year, consistently stated under oath that Donald Trump was not involved in any wrongdoing. So this is just a straight up libel campaign from everyone on X saying Trump was complicit. There's no actual evidence, just tips that anybody could have filed. And the DOJ and the FBI themselves have said there's no evidence. They had an investigation. They found out that he was not guilty. And I hate to say I told everyone so, but I have to. What I predicted would happen with all of this has come true. This is why Trump said the Epstein list was a hoax. Everyone got very mad at him. Everyone thought, oh, he's saying there are no files. He's not saying there's no files. He's saying this is just being used to lie about him over and over again. With the release of these files, you had the possibility of really only one outcome, which is that everyone would pretend to read the files. Again, they're not actually going to read them. They're going to pretend to do it and then just come out with the conclusion that they had already made up their mind with before the files even came out. Nobody read these files with a fresh slate of, let's see what's in them. Everyone said, okay, you know, I've got it set in stone in my mind. I'm going to cherry pick the tip that the FBI got back in 2015 and said that that evidence is evidence that I was right all along. That's what people did. If you actually read the files, what you see is that Epstein was a horrible dude, clearly, that he invited many famous people to his island. We don't know who did. We know a couple names. We know Prince Andrew, that was in the files. You know, we know a couple other names. We know Bill Gates, but we don't know everyone. We also see that he used coded language in emails. We're not exactly sure what they mean, but it probably doesn't mean, you know, he uses words like ice cream, pizza, like hundreds, thousands of times. He's probably not talking about pizza and ice cream. Do we know exactly what he meant? We can guess. It's clear that many famous people and elected politicians did evil things. That's nothing new. We already knew that. It is officially tax season, guys. I want to introduce you to the people who do my taxes, Quick Tax America. They do all federal tax returns for only $76. That's right, $76, no matter how complicated your taxes are, and they do it for you. All you got to do is upload your documents, answer a 15-minute questionnaire, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call, the tax professional, so that they can get you your return. Last year, they got their average returner over $3,000 back. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com or when you get those tax documents. Donald Trump drew a line in the sand this week. As everyone knows, there's a civil war going on in the conservative movement right now, and Trump made it perfectly clear which side he's on in a video that he reposted on his Truth Social. Take a look.
Do you remember watching our nation get systematically destroyed for 4 years by the Joe Biden auto pen administration? Do you remember longing for the days of winning when we had Donald Trump in the White House? Do you remember thinking he was going to die when the bullet aimed at his brain only grazed his ear? Do you remember rejoicing after witnessing the miracle that saved his life? Do you remember celebrating the epic landslide victory in November of 2024? This is what you hoped for. This is what you prayed for. This is what you voted for. So why are you questioning every decision he makes now that he's back in office? God didn't save his life so he could make mistakes. He knows what he's doing. Maybe it's time to shut the f*** and let him cook. This has been a public service announcement paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
He could not be more clear than that. You've got Candace Owens, Alex Jones, the Hodgett twins, Tucker Carlson, all faces in that video. And I promise you, he did not watch that and not realize that people would see the faces too. He knew. Trump is saying what everyone is thinking, which is that these people have no integrity. And it's not that political commentators cannot criticize Trump. Obviously, we can. I do it on the show all the time. There are things, you know, generally I support the president, but when he does things I don't like, I call him out for it. But to openly campaign for him for years and then turn it around and panic and then misrepresent him shows a lack of integrity. That's my problem. These people told everyone to vote for him. Then, for some reason, there was a change of heart. And again, they didn't come out and apologize. They didn't come out and say, okay, I'm going to start reporting more honestly about him. They just started lying about him. Ridiculous. And so the obvious question I have for these influencers is, why should I trust you now? If you think that you were so wrong about Donald Trump before, if you were willing to make thousands of videos praising him just to denounce him later, what makes me think that I can trust you right now? That you're not just going to do the same thing in a year? You clearly don't even stand by your own videos and your own opinions. It's just something to get clicks and views. Donald Trump doubled down on this by going on Dan Bongino's first podcast back this week. Again, clearly showing which side he's on. He spoke about the Panikins, talked about how these influencers are just as bad as the mainstream media with their lying, which is a point I've made over and over again. I don't think Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson are any different than CNN. They do the exact same things. They fabricate news about Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt from Dan Bongino's opening monologue that gives a good window into what is happening in the Trump admin right now, since he just came from there.
This movement's been hijacked by a small group of dipshits and bums and losers who are nothing but doomers under the frame of accountability. I'm all about accountability. I just showed you what we did or what we didn't. Did I not? I'm not sitting here going, hey, trust me, bro. I showed you. But if you like it, great. If you don't, that is absolutely your constitutional right. You paid for it to go out and go, that sucked. I would have done something different. Okay, but you didn't. You didn't do anything different. I'm not sure if you volunteered to serve or not, but you didn't. You sat in the front row with your popcorn, ankle biting, throwing this popcorn at the ring at two guys in there sparring away, fighting for this country while you did shit. You just talked about it. So you didn't do anything. Now, I'm back on the air. I'm not going to take on every single thing in one day in one show, but I'm telling you right now, your bullshit, I'm done with it. The grifter bums, all you guys are a class of doomers. Everything sucks all the time. You would have done it different. You didn't do shit. You did nothing.
So in other words, these doomers that Dan Bongino's talking about elected Donald Trump not to actually get to the truth, but to get a certain answer about Epstein, about the corruption, about immigration. And what Dan Bongino is saying there is he's seen the investigations. He's been in the room. They showed the public what he has seen. This is why Donald Trump said the Epstein stuff was a hoax. And I can see the frustration from Dan Bongino too. He didn't mean that they didn't have the files. He meant that people are lying about what is in them. Democrats are using it against him because at the time, nobody had even seen the files yet. No one but Donald Trump and Dan Bongino and the FBI. And now that they do see them, they're lying about the contents anyway. And Donald Trump called it. He said it was a hoax. He's like, you could see it, you cannot see it. Either way, people are going to come out and lie about me. You've got Democrats saying Trump was with kids when the files don't say that. You've got the Hodgett twins saying it was Israel when the files don't say that. It's easy to sit on the outside and say whatever you want. And I think Dan Bongino has probably grown a lot in this way because he's been on the outside his whole career. Now it's a lot harder to do what he's done to go inside, serve, and see what's there. And then you've got the burden of releasing it, knowing that people will never be satisfied. And that's the frustration that both Dan Bongino and Trump have. It's not to say that we have to trust the government every time. Obviously, I don't believe that. I think the government lies all the time. But when you elect someone to do a job like investigate, and then they come back to you with an answer that you were not expecting, and you rail on them, maybe that says more about your integrity than theirs. One of my favorite things about this show is interacting directly with you guys. That's why I created my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your inbox, and it's something that I talk about that I wasn't able to get to on the show, or I answer your questions directly. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.